Michael held up one finger. Rule number one. You have 7 days to solve the secret in the scroll, or you will be stuck here.
Stop right there, said Peter. What do you mean by stuck here?
You won't be able to go home. You will be stuck here forever.
We'll never be able to see our family or friends? Asked Mary.
That's right. Michael did not smile. He was very serious.
That seems a little extreme.
Peter felt his stomach rumble. He didn't know if it was from fear or hunger. I don't make the rules, said Michael. Just solve the secret in the scroll, and you can go home.
Easy for you to say, said Peter. What's the next rule? Asked Mary.
Michael held up two fingers. Rule number two. You can't tell anyone where you are from or that you are from the future.
Who are we going to tell? Peter asked. There is no one else here.
That's true, said Michael. At least there's no one else yet. Mary leaned forward.
Are there any more rules?
Michael held up three fingers. Rule number three. You can't try to change the past. Now, let's take a look at the scroll. Peter took out the scroll and unrolled it. The scroll had strange letters and symbols. Peter turned it sideways, upside down and backwards. He couldn't read it. Mary grabbed it out of Peter's hand.
Let me try.
She squinted and studied the scroll. She couldn't read it either. The scroll is written in Hebrew, Michael said. You have 7 days to translate it.
How are we supposed to do that? Asked Mary. I know a little Latin and Chinese, but I don't know any Hebrew.
Peter rolled his eyes. How could she not know Hebrew? She knew everything else. You will have to pay attention, said Michael. There will be clues for you along the way. Just be careful. You can't trust everyone or everything you will hear.
How will we know what to believe? Asked Mary.
Trust God, and remember what you have been taught. It's been a long day. Now it's time for you to go to sleep. You have a hard journey ahead. Michael spread his mighty wings and shot into the sky like a lightning bolt. They were alone again, floating in a small boat in the middle of nothing but water. Suddenly it was dark again. Like someone turned out a giant light. Hank was already snoring, and Mary's eyelids were at half-mast. Peter was too wound up, but the darkness and the rocking boat finally lulled him to sleep. The next morning, Peter was jolted awake by the bright light again.
Let the water under the sky come together, and let there be dry ground,
said the big voice across the water. The water bubbled and swirled. The boat began spinning. Peter held the scroll with both hands, and Mary held on tightly to the side of the boat. When the spinning stopped, the boat sat on dry ground. Hank and Peter jumped out of the boat and rolled around on the sand. Mary jumped out and kissed the beach.
This is just like the beach, said Mary. The ocean is that way, and sand this way. I am starving, said Peter. I haven't had anything to eat in 3 days. Me too.